Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Hey, if you're into local podcasts and podcasts that really mean something other than the, oh, well, you have to get the measurable deliverables and all that crap, actually, you should really be listening to real life human stories. And one of the guests that we're going to have on our show soon is Billy Keenan. He's the podcaster for Keenan's Corner. And Billy's with me right now. Just wanted to introduce him.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. Great to be with you. And I want to invite people to check out Keenan's Corner. It's on my YouTube channel. Check it out. I'm spotlighting ordinary people doing extraordinary things right in your backyard.
And I would venture to say that you're an extraordinary person doing ordinary and extraordinary things. So,
you know, every day just keep moving forward while I'm drawing breath. There's a great Latin phrase, dum spiro, spero. While I breathe, I hope.
Amen. Yeah. So Billy's going to be on our podcast soon, so stay tuned for an episode coming soon. And look for him on your Apple podcast and iTunes and all. Yeah. You check him out online, Keenan's Corner, and we'll be posting some links, and we'll have you on the show soon. Thanks for being here.
Great. Great to be with you, Tom.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. This is a very, very exciting day. On the personal and also the business level. So this morning, I did my second boxing session with my trainer, Jim Keenan, from KSI Safety. I think I mentioned to you on the show, I'm going to be in a charity boxing match toward the end of this year. And I've already selected a formidable opponent, and we'll talk about that in the summer months, but that's neither here nor there. And also, Elon Tourism, I'm meeting with them for, my big thing is music, so I'm meeting with them literally in 3.5 minutes to talk about how we can get some major, major, major concerts in Rockland County. And it's going to be a multi-year effort. And then in between that, preparing for the Stony Music Fest, I just met with my accountant to go over the receivables for 2023. I met with CED Engineering before, that's a great client of ours, to talk about Reddit advertising. There's just so much going on. And this is just a Wednesday. I hope you are having a great day and you are kicking ass and taking names. Today, I wanted to give you just a brief, really quick talk about one of my favorite subjects, actually the things that I hate the most, email. As I've said multiple times, I hate email with the white hot intensity of 1,000 suns. It's just the worst invention ever. And it's like, if there's this book, the 5 people that you meet in heaven. Well, let me tell you something. I might just reserve one of those spots for the person that invented email, just so I could kick his butt. All right, let me get off that track. But email is something that, if used properly, as much as I hate to admit it, can be effective. All right, and the key is to make sure that you have a system in place. I talked about this before in multiple podcast episodes. Make sure that you don't CC 100 people, only CC the people that are relevant, where there's actionable material on the email. If you're emailing more than 5 people at once, oh, for goodness sakes, put them all in BCC. BCC is basically you want to blind carbon copy people that may not want their email out at their email address out there for everybody to see. Because then what happens is people will inevitably reply all. And one message saying, hey, we're meeting on Thursday, can turn into 15 to 20 messages back for everybody's inbox saying, I'll be there. I mean, for goodness sakes, this isn't a Mariah Carey song. I'll be there. So don't, I repeat, don't CC people that don't have to really be in on the conversation unless absolutely necessary. Another really great tidbit, and I'm going to do this quick because we only got 1 minute, but another thing that's important, give some space to your emails so that people can read them. So I just responded back to a client, and I separated out my paragraphs very thoughtfully. I always increase the font. I try to keep as short of a sentence structure as possible. Don't make it more difficult for people to read your emails. Make it less difficult. And that will lead to a higher percentage of reads and responses. Hopefully, you know, the best thing is on the phone, in my opinion, but I'm just old school that way. Anyway, that's all the time I got for today. I hope you're having a great week. And as a reminder, 30 Days to a Better Brand, available on Amazon for $19.99, but you could get the first three chapters for free. Go to WorkSmartNewYork.com, scroll down, click on the link, and I'll send you three chapters for free. See you soon. Today's podcast is sponsored by Maven Driver Training, LLC. Hey, if your child has their learner permit and you want to start making sure that they learn how to drive safely in Rockland County, contact Maven Driver Training, LLC. They really care. They even post videos about safe driving practices on YouTube. Check them out online at mavendrivertraining.com. And as always, thanks for listening today.